Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 640 and is sponsored by Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, and Oink Pigments. This week's episode is also brought to you by HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/KnitMore14 and use code KnitMore14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. This week's segments include On the Needles,
Pin Stitches,
Event,
Mother Knows Best,
Strawn to Gold,
Knit in Space,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Genevieve, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
Well, big news. Some big stuff happened this week.
Yeah.
Would you like to share?
Rex went into kindergarten, and I went into fourth grade.
And the school is doing a lot to keep the kids safe, masking protocols.
And lunch is free now, and so is snack.
Yep, all of California is getting free snack and free lunch, which expedites the lunch and snack process because the kids don't have to enter their numbers. And also, I just think it's generally a great idea to feed children. Big fan.
We are the richest country in the world.
There's no reason for kids to go hungry here.
Exactly.
So, that is great. We have had some really exciting first week of school.
Drama.
Not drama, just excitement and enthusiasm, and I am so excited to be here recording. So shall we get into the podcast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it. All righty, Genevieve, you usually kick off on the needles. Would you like to start?
Sure, and I know you can piggyback on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I wound 2 skeins of Oink Pigments, Mystic Decay, in Mother Knows Best.
Oh, and I happened to finish a sweater in Mother Knows Best. I finished the knitting on my Nydia test knit for Vanessa Smith Designs in the Oink Pigments Mystic Decay Mother Knows Best. I just need to block it and photograph it, and then it is finished. But as far as Stash Dash is concerned, that is done.
Finished.
Yeah, I need to weigh it to get the yardage, but other than that, I just need to update my spreadsheet to include that and your Pantastic hoodie.
Yes, and then you can rub it in Boston Jen's face.
Yes, I will. Like a fluffy, fluffy meringue pie. All right, Mom, what have you been working on this week?
I cast on a muscle burra hat by Isolde with the yarn from Oink in the main event.
And I can actually piggyback on that. I wound the yarn from, I believe it's Oink Pigments, Targi Sock, in the main event.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes. So, your turn.
My turn. All right. Well, I am making some excellent progress on the first sleeve of my Theano test knit. This is on size 0 needles, which means it will have a million billion yards when I finish it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really excellent autopilot knitting because it's a stockinette stitch sleeve with a decrease every so often.
What's stockinette stitch?
Stockinette stitch is when you knit it flat. You knit one row and you purl the other side.
Huh.
And when you're knitting in the round, it's knitting every round.
I mean, that doesn't sound easy, but...
But it is.
For you.
You could do it.
I mean, purling is very tricky.
You just gotta get used to it, that's all.
Yeah.
If you're doing stockinette in the round, it has no purling.
Bonus!
Grandy.
Lovey. I wove in the ends on the remaining socks that I had left over, mm-hmm. and another muscle burr, and my productivity, knitting-wise, is really low. I can't get around comfortably, and I'm sitting on the couch, and theoretically I could be all knitting or all reading.
Good idea.
But it turns out that thing I do most is noodling around on my phone, which seems wasteful. Yeah. Exactly.
Do you want to do something differently about that, or are you happy noodling
on
your phone?
No, I don't enjoy noodling around on my phone all that much.
Okay. That's good to know.
I don't know what you're planning to use this yarn for, but I wound some yarn for Gramsci, and it is called Test Yarns Kitten in the color silver, I think.
Do you know what the kitten yarn is made out of?
Kitten?
Okay, first of all, on behalf of Test Yarns, even though we have no official affiliation other than knowing them for many, many years and being friends, it is not made out of kitten. No kittens were harmed in the making of this yarn. It's
or
cashmere
sheared.
And silk. Or sheared, yeah. It's cashmere and silk. It's really, really heavenly yarn.
So, this is for me, and I'm planning to make the Bramwell shawl out of this. And this is a gift for my stepmom, who is visiting my sister in Canada right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to call her my stepmom. I'm going to call her my mom,
mm-hmm.
because she got to take care of me when I was a teenager. And Lord, I was a handful.
Were you?
I was a really good kid, but I was mouthy.
Oh.
I always had to say something. You know how I always have to have the last word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It goes back a long time. And she never refers to me as her stepdaughter. Anytime she talks about me, I'm her daughter.
That's really lovely.
Yes.
She's also amazing and hilarious and brilliant.
She is a very educated woman.
Mm-hmm. She used to teach. Is she retired now?
She doesn't teach anymore.
Yeah, she used to teach genetics at the university. And after I had the kids, I was marveling at how bizarre it is, how much they look like my parents. And she launched into like a full genetics lecture. And I had to be like, Grandma, no, I understand the basics of genetics, but I'm also marveling at how this happens. It still seems like magic. She goes, okay, but it's not magic, it's genetics. Like that was the final word on that, which I appreciated a lot. So you're making her a beautiful shawl in really nice yarn.
Yes.
Excellent.
And it's silver yarn and will go very well with her black coat.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she wants to go somewhere indoors,
mm-hmm.
she can drape it over her shoulders.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It'll be very elegant. Are you going to add beads to it?
I don't think this needs beads.
Okay. I mean, does everything needs beads, in my opinion. However.
I think it's your turn, Mom.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it is my turn. I finished the left front, and I'm nearly done with the right front on my ripple crop top by Jessie Made Designs. This is in some very, very old stash yarn,
mm-hmm.
which is over a decade old. It's probably closer to 2 decades. But I am feeling very virtuous because it's deep, 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 deep stash, and I am using it for a project that is very current. And my favorite part of this is that when I finish it, I'll be able to block it and then wear it, because it's basically a t-shirt made out of cotton and silk. So it's good for this weather. You'll notice a slight change in our audio because we have the fan going and the air conditioner going. And I would like our listeners to luxuriate in the breeze and ignore the background noise. Alternatively, if you're not used to listening to us as you go to bed, the fan may serve as white noise for you. You're welcome. So I'm nearly done with that, and I'm really excited to wear it. Do you have anything else, Mom?
Nope.
Do you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I actually do. I've been working on the sleeve of the Rocky Coast cardigan, and I have done the forearm decreases, and I need to do the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I still need to do 2 more decreases. And
you need 12 inches on the second arm and 3.5 inches on the cuff.
Yes.
I measured her.
So,
oh, I was like, where is this coming from?
So I'm supposed to make a 3-inch cuff, and I don't think I have 3.5-inch cuff, and I guess the cuff is going to be shorter.
Huh. Are you going to take it off the other cuff?
No, I'm going to make the other cuff just the same.
Okay, that's fine.
So.
All right, is that it for this segment?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Instagram looking for knitting inspiration? Is color kind of a pig deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 pigs your perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon because these pigs will fly. You can find links to Oink Pigments along with everything else we've talked about in the show notes.
All right, family. I have not been wearing anything that I have made, though next week that will be different because I will have made something that is weather appropriate. What have you been wearing this week?
Well, I wore my Anna cardigan. And to school, I was wearing my pink beanie and my scarf that I wove myself to show my teacher.
Yeah.
And we met some friends at the gate, and I showed a soon-to-be knitter what creations you can make just with knitting. And that definitely gave her, like, extra...
motivation?
Yes.
Inspiration?
Yeah, because I showed her that you can weave this, or you can knit this. Yeah.
And she was very inspired?
Yeah. She was like, can I touch it? Yeah.
Nice!
Grimsy.
So I slept under my Halloween quilt, and that is a stack and whack quilt, and it is lap size. And...
that's it?
I enjoyed That's it.
All right. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. Mother darling, Genevieve, what events are we attending and participating in currently and in the near future?
Well, Stash Dash is being hosted on Discord, and I believe you do have something to add to that.
I will be updating my spreadsheet this weekend with my meterage so that anyone who's following the competition between myself and future loser Boston Jen.
Ha, ha, ha.
I mean, second place is great, but it's also first place loser. So
yeah.
Genevieve's been working on a thrilling victory speech. So I have to make sure that I get a chance to use it. So keep your eyes peeled. The spreadsheet.
It would be lovely if you actually won this year.
So much shade. So much shade. You know, we're going to be just over there. I could just drop you off on her stoop.
That would be lovely. I miss being in Boston.
Anyway, so those are updating in real time. You can see both of our totals on my spreadsheet. And I think she added my total to her spreadsheet as well. So give her a little love because you know she's going to need it.
Bit.
All right. What else have we got going on?
So the 2020 Summer Olympics are over, and I've been listening to the Dressed podcast where they've been talking about the history of clothing and fashion in the Olympics.
Which is interesting because the Olympics started in people's birthday suits. I don't think naked is an unfriendly word, right? We can say naked and on a family-friendly podcast. Isn't that how they started?
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that the Dressed podcast is talking about something that started without clothes.
Once they started in Europe, they had to wear clothes.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. What else is going on?
The Bay Area Fiber Fair runs till June 25th. From June 25th until September 23rd, 2021.
Marvelous.
And Rhinebeck is from October 16th to 17th.
Yep.
2021. Don't they have the Friday before?
No, we're going to Indie Untangled the Friday before, which we need to add to our thing. But if you see us at Rhinebeck, come and say hello.
Because we're going.
Yay!
But not Genevieve, because she refuses to cut school for
no.
enriching events.
No.
All right.
And I also very much like my teacher, and I know he will be sad.
He would be sad if you missed a single day of school for an enriching thing?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Wait till I'm out of college.
Okay, that's a fair bargain. Shall we move on to the next segment?
Yes. But first, a word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Cheapleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our project bags, totes, and hook and needle art organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane, along with everything else we've talked about, in the show notes.
For Mother Knows Best, we are going to have a piece of advice. If you're on a roll, roll with it. Object in motion
stays in motion.
Stays in motion.
So what made me think of this is let me rewind a moment. Andrew replaced the light bulbs in our living room with LEDs.
Uh-huh.
There's something different about these
lights.
They last longer and they're brighter. And so he's going to also install a dimmer switch later this afternoon because he's very handy. The fact that his name is Andrew and he's handy is not lost upon me, but we are not permitted to call him any permutation of Andrew. He's just Andrew. So, but you guys can think it to yourself. So anyway, he asked if I could move the spinning wheels that were under this one canned light that needed to be changed. And while I was there, I was like, you know what? I'll just do a little tidying back here. And then I did something that we like to refer to as mouse-a-cookieing myself. And if you're not familiar with the Laura Numeroff books, would you like to go?
Yes. So basically what happened is, well, there's also a show and it happens the same way.
Yes.
So he decides, well, I'll do this and just this. And then he gets carried away to another thing until he starts back at the beginning.
Yes.
So basically, if you give a mouse a cookie, he'll want a glass of milk, and then so on, so on.
Yeah. And then he'll ask for a straw, and then he'll notice that he has a milk mustache.
So he'll go into the bathroom to clean it up, and then he'll notice that he has hairs, so he decides to pluck them, and then he notices he's made a big mess, so he cleans the whole house.
Yep. And then he's tired from cleaning the house.
So he decides to take a nap.
Yep. And on and on and on, back until he's thirsty and asks for a glass of milk. And if he asks for a glass of milk,
he's going to want a cookie
to go with it. Precisely. So that is the worst and fastest telling of if you give a mouse a cookie. Not Genevieve, obviously. My TLDR, too long, didn't read. But the idea is that you get caught up in what you're doing and the next step and the next. And I'll just do this next thing. I might as well, precisely.
I might as well do this and then this. Until you realize you needed to move the spinning wheels.
No, so I did move the spinning wheels. And then I was tidying behind there. And then while I was tidying behind there, I was like, well, I should do this. And I moved the stuff. I have kind of a staging area because when I finish a project, I take the leftover yarn. And I put it in a leftover yarn bag.
Makes sense.
If I want to do a smaller project or like a fade or something with stripes or colors.
Wants the yarn because she likes it.
Precisely.
She can just take it.
Steal it.
Yes. Ownership is 9/10
You'll
of the law.
You'll have to tell me where that bag is. No suspicious reasons.
No suspicious reasons. Anyway, so I moved leftover yarn from several finished projects, Boston Jen, to the staging area so it can all be tidied up a little bit. I usually rewind the skeins into balls. I rewind the balls so that they're a little bit less noodly.
And less likely to fall apart.
Precisely. And then they go in the leftover bag in the garage. And so I did that and I tidied up leftover needles. And then I cleaned up some Legos that had made their way to my little side table next to where I like to sit. And on and on and on until I was filing papers next to my computer, filing vet bills, because they were next to my computer and I needed my computer to record. And while I was there and printing the show notes, I might as well file these papers that have been sitting there.
That is the longest NASA cookie book in the history of the world. I don't even think an episode or a movie could cover that.
I think there was a poem written or a spoof written called If You Give a Mom a Cup of Tea or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's very relatable. But the idea is that when you're already doing something, it's easier to do just one more thing. And so this relates to knitting. See how I always bring it back?
Okay.
I was swatching for my Rhinebeck sweater last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, while I'm at it, I might as well swatch for this other project that I wanted to start. And then I can just wash two swatches and block them at once.
And then it took...
No, I mean, I blocked them this morning, which... And then I used the blocking water to mop up some mess in the kitchen, like a spill, because it was kind of tacky, because it happens a lot. You know what I mean?
And the blocking water has...
A little soap in it.
Soap in it.
Yeah. So it's perfect for... just a quick spot clean. So mm-hmm. It was just one of those things where I was like, this is very relatable, because I had hit a stopping point with one project and I needed to do something else, but I wasn't in the right place for it. But swatching is easy. You can always do a swatch.
Yep.
It's like you can do a swatch like while you're reading or something.
I can.
There are such things as book stands or phone stands.
It's true. Or audiobooks.
Or
podcasts, very much like this one. Genevieve, did you say you had a story related to this?
Kind of. Okay. I mean, does it relate when you're on a roll on like a game or something?
It could.
Well, me and one of my friends were playing Staves, which is a ancient Ohlone game.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what you do is you take popsicle sticks. And then you draw two different patterns on each side, and you have six. Then basically you hold them in your hand and drop them.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 and 3 is 1 point, and all of them the same pattern is 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally random. Nobody knows how it's going to come out. But I kept getting I kept getting 1 point, and occasionally I would get two.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my friend kept doing this. Until we were in the 20s or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we would cheer each other on, because that's what friends do.
Yeah.
Like, whenever one of us got, like, six, all six,
mm-hmm.
we would be like, get good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's kind of on a roll, because it would kind of go 3-3-3-3-2, 3-3-3-3-3-2.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting.
Okay. All right, is that it?
Yep.
That was a good story. Gramsy, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No.
All righty, so this week's Mother Knows Best.
When you're on a roll, roll with it.
Let's move on to the next segment. This week's episode is also brought to you by HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/knitmore14 and use code knitmore14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. If back-to-school season is hitting your family as hard as it's hitting ours, you may want to consider trying HelloFresh. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips with less prep, less effort, and minimal cleanup, so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just 30 minutes. You can also enjoy the flexibility that HelloFresh offers. In order to easily customize your order on the app within minutes, you can change your delivery day, food preferences, plan size, or skip a week whenever you need. This also means you can plan ahead for when you know you're going to have a really hectic time, which I really appreciate. I am so looking forward to making their crispy chickpea tabbouleh bowls, because tabbouleh is a hit in our house and chickpeas add a little bit more of that nutritional zing that I enjoy so much.
Protein.
Yeah. So if this sounds like something that will work for you and your household, go to HelloFresh.com/knitmore14 and use code knitmore14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. You can find links to HelloFresh along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. This week for Straw into Gold, I am delighted to mention that I have plied about half of the Lisa Souza Ultrafine Australian Merino Roving in Emerald City. And something I really like about tonal fiber when you spin it is that you get all of these beautiful variations in the color. And when you ply it, it looks... It's like a cover of a song you love by a different band that you love. You're like, I didn't even know I needed this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've heard it, I love it. I wish all of my favorite bands could cover this song. And that's kind of the equivalent that I'm feeling here, because I'm doing it as a four ply, and I think it's going to come up to a sport weight or a light DK. And these are for the Incredibles family sweaters. So the approach I took was I looked at how many of the shacked plastic bobbins I had, and there was no way I was going to have enough to do all three of the contrast colors, because I'm doing it, this is a big spinning project. So
can you tell us what it is again?
It's a yoked sweater by Julia Farwell Clay, and it's got a Fair Isle yoke, and I'm doing it in Emerald City, Marionberry, and Squash Blossom are the three contrast colors from Lisa Souza, and then the main color is a silvery Merino Corriedale from Janet Hepler, and the same sheep then went to live with Blair Eau Claire at her
farm,
her place with animals and plants.
Okay.
And so it's the same sheep, but it's a silver gray fleece, and that's the main color. So what I decided to do is spin the colors separately, or spin the colors and then ply the colors. So spin all the green, ply all the green. Spin all the yellow, ply all the yellow. Spin all the purple, ply all the purple, and then finish the silver fleece, because that way I will have the most even sweater and still not need a million billion little bobbins, because 5 pounds, five, okay, here's a lot of math for people who are trying to knit and listen to this podcast. And for that, I'm only a little bit sorry. So 5 times 16.
Why?
5 times 10 is 50. 5 times 6 is 30. That's 80. That's one of the fleeces is 5 pounds.
Oh, okay.
So 80 for each fleece, which would be 160, plus 3 pounds of the other ones, 3 times 16, 30, 48.
Okay.
160 plus 48 is 208 bobbins for one project. And granted, it's a big project.
What is the project?
It's going to be sweaters for the whole family.
Sweaters for the whole family.
Yep, both kids, me and Andrew. Andrew was on the fence about whether he wanted a sweater or not, and he might want a hat or something small. So better to have the fleece than to not have the fleece.
I'll take the sweater.
You know what? I think that would be adorable.
Yes, I am.
Yes. So anyway, a lot of math to say it's going to take me maybe 2 more hours to finish plying the green, and then I can keep working through the yellow and the purple. So I've got that both spun, plied, skeined, and counted in stash dash, and ready to go when I finished the gray.
Excellent.
So I thought I would finish the gray, like one fleece worth of the gray, because that'll definitely do me and both kids, and then Andrew can just decide at that point.
Excellent.
So that is my long-term plan. It is plying up like a dream. I cannot wait to see how the Squash Blossom and the Marionberry come up. If they are half as good as the Emerald City, it's going to be a delight. So that being said, that's it for Straw into Gold for me. So let's move on to the next segment. And now, a word from our sponsors. When was the last time your knitting yarn was a work of art? Infinite Twist produces one-of-a-kind, semi-solid gradients featuring speckles, highlights, lowlights, and gorgeous color transitions. From 700-yard giant gradients to 200-yard matching sock sets, Infinite Twist gradients will hold your interest from cast-on to bind-off. See the currently available gradients at infinitetwist.com, or be the first to know when new colors are posted by signing up for our newsletter at infinitetwist.com/newsletter-signup. You can find links to Infinite Twist along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. This week for Knits in Space, I wanted to mention something that was really fun that I got to do and that I wanted to share with everyone. Sophia from the True Crime and Knit podcast asked me if I would like to guest host with her, and I said yes, because she does a video podcast called True Crime and Knit, for those of us who are interested in true crime, and she's been having a guest every week, I think I've watched all the episodes where she talks about a case, usually one that's open, and it usually focuses on a member of the BIMPOC community, Black, Indigenous, multi-ethnic, and people of color.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, lost my letters for a minute. And those are the crimes that are usually overlooked on things like procedural dramas, which I'm a big fan of, and actual law enforcement and things like that. And so she's bringing light to these, and there are a lot of shows that work with, I shouldn't say a lot, there are a number of true crime shows that deal with open cases, like Jensen and Holes Murder Squad deal with open cases. They helped solve the Golden State Killer case.
Huh.
Yes, which is fascinating, because I love, they talk about citizen investigators, which basically means people with computers and research skills. And tell me a group of people who has more patience and perseverance and than a bunch of people who make
code.
Well, code, but like sticks and string and garments, and it takes months and months to make a thing.
Yeah.
So naturally there's a bit of overlap, and so I was really delighted to be on the show with her and listen to her tell the story, because she has a real gift for telling stories and spreading information. And this was one, I've been listening to true crime stuff for quite a long time and reading about true crime, and this had never hit my radar. So I was really, it was a good opportunity to sit and listen to a story and get to participate on that side. And I really, really liked it. If you haven't listened to, if you are a fan of true crime, then you should definitely give her podcast a watch. But I will also give a disclaimer that it is definitely not for your kids to watch and listen. There's nothing objectionable about it strictly, but it is violence. It involves crime against predominantly women and children. And so give this one a skip if you're one of our younger listeners. But if you are a grown-up and that's something you like, then go for it. It's really good, and you should go back and listen and watch the back. I say listen because I was kind of running around the house while I was listening to her back catalog. And it's on YouTube, so you have to, I mean, it's some of it's visual, but you don't have to be watching. You can listen.
Mm-hmm.
And she does give descriptions of stuff as she goes, possibly because she knows that people are running around their houses doing things and listening on their headphones like I was. It was really good. Mom heard some of it when I was watching the episode back to see how much of it made it in, because we were recording for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom was like, can you please put your headphones in? So Mom is not always a big fan of everything that I am interested in, but that's okay. That's okay.
You like true crime.
Yeah.
And I was looking for something to watch on Apple TV.
Oh, no.
And I found some. They have lots of true crime and murder, and I don't want to watch any of that. Mm-hmm. So I found a show where this lady is hiking across England.
Ah, what is it called?
I will put it in the show notes.
Excellent.
But she walks across. And I thought it kind of across Hadrian's Wall. It is not across Hadrian's Wall.
Mm-hmm.
So she walks across Yorkshire and other parts, and there are fells. I don't know what fells are.
We could Google it.
And it was interesting, and the landscape is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks to people occasionally. And it is relaxing. No drama.
Excellent. So yes. You've got both ends of the spectrum here on things that might interest you. Mom will link to her show, her Hither, Thither, and Yon show on in the show notes. And we will also link to True Crime and Knit. Alrighty. So let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you've got a step several rows back? Or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board, or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in the show notes.
This week for And So On, let's talk about what we did this last week, Mousky.
We went to Joanne's for Matt's fabric.
Okay, so I went with Rex, or I bought fabric for Rex, and then you wanted to pick your own fabric.
Yes. So I got shimmery fabric. So like, I can't. What's it called when there's two colors and they kind of melt together, like blue and purple?
Iridescent.
Iridescent. Yes. So there was some iridescent purple and blues that I chose. There's also some iridescent other stuff that I forgot the colors of.
Yeah.
I got a black fabric that had black swirls on it, and it looks like something that would be in the Halloween section at the fabric store.
It looks like magic at night.
Yes. I got something that looks very much like, when I look at it, I think royal stuff.
Yes, it's a jacquard weave.
Yes. So it's gold and red. It kind of looks like, I'm sorry you can't see this, but Gramsci has a painting on her wall that looks very much like that fabric.
Oh yeah, you're right. Very swirly and whirly.
Yes. I also got some very little pattern fabric.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got autumn leaves.
Yeah, you got some really pretty stuff. Yes.
I got stuff that looks like rainbow Dippin' Dots.
Yes.
Yes. And I got rainbow Dippin' Dots in swirls.
Yes.
That was very pretty.
So something that I'm really excited about that I found through one of the other parents at school is you can get the nose wires for masks, because we are encouraging our listeners to continue masking and social distancing. And if you haven't gotten vaccinated, please do. But I found that they have the nose wires available all over the place. I think I got ours on Amazon just because it was convenient. And I also found the elastic with the Scooty, the adjustable Scooty things on the elastic for the ears. It's not a bead exactly. It's rubber on the end, and it slides really nicely.
That
thing. It's like a stopper.
It's it looks like a tire, a very long tire.
Yes.
So it's a, it's about like a centimeter and a half.
Yeah, but they're really hard to thread when you do it yourself, because I bought,
I can do it
just the stoppers. Well, no, it was hurting my hands, so I bought them pre-done.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that is going to speed up my processes a lot. And
along with the assembly line.
Precisely. And so the other thing that kind of worked out beautifully is I had a friend who was dealing with things, and she asked if I could possibly make her some masks because the ones she has aren't working for her. And I said, your timing literally couldn't be better.
No,
because I'm not using your fabric. I have separate fabric for her. And I said, I'm doing a bunch this weekend. I'll throw yours in the pile as well. So because we're doing assembly line stuff, it's going to go really quick and it'll be super easy. And we'll be able to, because the school asked us to send the kids in a fresh mask every day so they can be washed. Because they get sweaty.
Yeah.
And they're in them all day. And I think that's a great idea anyway, because, you know, my masks get kind of funky because I wear makeup. And there's foundation on the inside of my masks.
I have a mask and there was chocolate inside.
Can I ask how that happened?
I don't know, because I'm not much of a chocolate eater.
Was it a mask out of my purse? If it was out of my purse,
possibly.
I might know how that happened. Because I am a chocolate eater.
She says, with dimples.
I did say with dimples. All right, so that is that for this week. The fabric's been washed. It needs to be pressed, which is Genevieve's specialty.
Yes. I also like to iron, by the way.
Yes, so. I'll set her up. I'll set up our own Cinderella with the ironing board. And we use the Cricut press because it covers more surface area. And fabric is, it's quadrilateral in nature, so it's kind of perfect for that. So, that being said, it sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week we'd like to thank Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Oink Pigments, HelloFresh, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode, can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any questions, comments, or feedback to me, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, G-I-G-I, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pandora podcasts, Spotify podcasts, iTunes podcasts, and pretty much everywhere as Knit More Girls. If you enjoy our show, feel free to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review. Remember, this is Jasmine,
Genevieve,
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.